Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1952. 6 Fitness Myths by Ashley Ann Laurie of freeformfitness.ca, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Monday. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend if you're in the U.S., and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs. And we have lots of shows covering a bunch of topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in any podcast app to find all of them. And with that, let's keep this intro nice and short and get right to it and start optimizing your life. 6 Fitness Myths by Ashley Ann Laurie of freeformfitness.ca. These days, there are so many sources to get your information. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Google, Pinterest, journals, newspapers, the news, the list goes on and on. With so much information out there, it can be difficult to discern what is true and what's totally bogus. Clever marketing schemes, research funded by larger corporations, and online echo chambers are constantly feeding us information that isn't always complete. This week, we have chosen a few of our favorite fitness myths so we can debunk them and hopefully save you time and money. 1. Detoxes. Never heard of these cleverly named beverages? Essentially, these are prepackaged tea blends that are supposed to help the consumer cleanse their bodies and shed unwanted pounds. The truth, they are laxatives with fancy packaging and cute marketing. The issue with this is that any toxins that your body is absorbing are being absorbed in the small intestine. When you consume the tea, the laxative effect clears out the large intestine, so the cleansing effects are minimal, and your weight loss isn't coming from fat loss, it's coming from water loss and waste removal. Prolonged use of these kinds of teas can actually cause severe diarrhea, dehydration, and electrolyte imbalance. Best just stick to your pure teas, as these are packed with natural cleansing properties like flavonoids, which are powerful antioxidants. 2. Lifting makes you bulky. I'm not sure where this myth came from. For men, if they have the right balance of training volume and caloric intake, they have a good chance of increasing the size of their muscles. For women, due to their much lower levels of testosterone, it's actually quite difficult to make gains like men. It would take years of very specific dieting and very high volume training for a woman to gain significant amounts of muscle mass. Those images that are out there of women with incredibly large, rippling muscles most likely did not acquire those naturally. If you identify as female and are avoiding lifting weights because you don't want to get bulky, you're missing out on some of the amazing benefits of weightlifting. Improved bone density, for example, general increases in strength, increases in mood, hormone regulation, stress relief. The benefits far outweigh the very low chance of you getting too muscly. 3. As long as you're exercising, you can eat however you want. Ever finish a workout and think to yourself, well, that was a good workout, now I can treat myself to whatever I want? We hope not, because 9 times out of 10, that's not true. Treat yourself to the kind of food that will help with muscle recovery, like a healthy dose of protein. 20 to 30 grams within 45 minutes of the workout is optimal. You may also be way overestimating how many calories you burn during the workout. In a Harvard Medical School study, they found that the average 155-pound person burns about 112 calories per 30 minutes of training and 298 calories per 30 minutes of circuit training. These numbers are an average estimation. Calorie burn is very specific to the individual, but these numbers are good to show you that treating yourself to a piece of cake or a large pizza post-workout is taking one step forward and two steps back. 4. Cardio is the only way to lose weight. Although long bouts of hard cardio training does burn a lot of calories, it's not sustainable to lose weight. These forms of exercise usually result in some form of repetitive strain injury. They can also be really boring, and your post-exercise calorie burn starts to dip off after about 6 hours. When you combine weight training and cardio training, that's where you find the best weight loss formula. Strength training has a higher post-exercise oxygen demand. This means that after doing a good strength training session, your muscles require a lot more oxygen and other fuel sources in order to recover from the workout. This increased oxygen consumption, or excess post-exercise oxygen consumption, requires a ton of energy, or calories. So, if you combine some quality cardio with a well-designed strength training program, you'll not only be burning tons of calories during your workout, but you'll also be burning calories for up to 36 hours after exercise. That sounds like a recipe for weight loss success to me. Side note, muscles are metabolically expensive, so the more muscle you have, the higher your basal metabolic rate, basically the calories you burn while sitting on the couch, sleeping, and hanging out. 5. Protein powder makes you gain weight, and creatine makes you retain water. This myth ends up really limiting people from some amazing supplements that can really take their training to the next level. What's important with these supplements is knowing what kind to choose. Some protein powders are designed to help people build mass. These protein powders will have a higher carbohydrate content and higher in calories. If you want a protein that will support muscle recovery, but not gain unwanted weight, reach for one that is lower in calories, has 20 to 30 grams of protein, and less than 5 grams of carbohydrate per serving. Creatine is an excellent supplement to help you train harder. Creatine is one of the fuel sources used in our explosive energy system, or the ATP-CP system. Therefore, supplementing with this gives you more fuel for your lifts. Creatine does help the cells retain water, and so people who supplement with creatine may find that their weight increases from increased water retention. So as a consumer, it's important for you to decide if you're willing to give a little to get a lot of strength gains. When reaching for a creatine supplement, creatine monohydrate is the way to go. It's usually less expensive, and it has been shown to be more bioavailable. And 6, core is the key to a flat stomach. Our bodies hold on to weight around our middle because fat is an excellent shock absorber. All of our vital organs are in our torso, with the exception of a few glands in the throat and our brain, of course. So our bodies, being the wonderfully evolved entities that they are, will put on more weight in our middle area to help insulate and cushion our vital organs. Therefore, losing the weight around the middle cannot simply be achieved by doing a bunch of crunches. The saying, abs are made in the kitchen, is actually pretty accurate. In order to lose the visceral fat around our middle, we need to eat in such a way that the body does not store any of our food as fat. We also need to be training hard enough that our body wants to shed unnecessary weight so that doing those push-ups and squats are a little bit easier. These really are only the tip of the iceberg when it comes to fitness myths. We hope that this has cleared up a few fitness myths for you. If you ever come across a new fitness trend or hear something about a supplement or diet, make sure you do your research and ensure that it's actually right and healthy for you. You just listened to the post titled 6 Fitness Myths by Ashley Ann Laurie of freeformfitness.ca. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. With the world at our fingertips, it's so important to make sure that the information we're getting on our phones and tablets and laptops, especially when it comes to our health, is accurate. One study found that false information was more likely to be retweeted than factual information. And it wasn't like it was kind of more likely to be retweeted. False information was 70% more likely to be retweeted than the truth. I'm hoping this podcast is a place where you feel you'll find the truth. All right, I'll stop crying about it now. But going back to something today's author, Ashley, mentioned, specifically the whole getting bulky myth, I've ranted about this before, but imagine this scenario. Picture this. You're walking along a beach and see someone that looks like they're in really great shape. Their body looks like an anatomy chart. Now, imagine you walking up to them and saying, "Wow, you look like you're in great shape. You must not have worked out all that hard to look like that. I mean, after all, it's easy to get bulky." Imagine how insulted that person would be. When people say, "I don't want to lift weights or perform any kind of resistance training, whether they're male, female, or non-binary, it doesn't matter, because they're afraid of getting too bulky," well, they can relax. It takes a lot of work and a lot of time to look like that. Many of us strive to look like that, and we never get to that point. So let's put this bulky myth to rest once and for all, please. Okay, now I'll stop crying. Oh, and one more thing about supplements and finding the right one. If you and your doctor and or dietitian decide you should be taking a supplement, make sure you find one that's relatively free of impurities. A really easy way to do that is to just look at the packaging. Look for one or both of these symbols on the actual supplement packaging, USP or NSF. If you see those, that means the product's been tested for quality and purity. All right, that'll do it from me for today. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.